Good morning and welcome. Another day in paradise, my friends. We are here. It is 7:07, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Hour number two begins. All right. Some of the top stories, U.S.-Iran standoff. No kidding, really? This is their last chance. No. I mean, really. I mean, it is their super-duper to infinity last chances of all chances. Now, it sounds silly, doesn't it? Yeah, it does. Fires in Spokane, Washington, 60,000 evacuations, 600 structures destroyed. Now, all of a sudden, the key Republicans that were whining and crying about Todd Blanche, they didn't really have a problem with him. They never did. But they didn't like that controversial anti-weaponization fund. Yep. And the government went after people. Pretty much anybody they could go after that was aligned with Trump. They weaponized the government. There should be no doubt that that has occurred. Now, the fund was set up to try to cover some of those folks, make them whole. But that's gone away. Because Todd Blanche rescinded that controversial anti-weaponization fund, so now it looks like he'll get the green light and he will get the attorney general job as a full-time gig. That appears to be the case there. Ukraine and Russia still going at it. Seven people killed, dozens injured after a Ukrainian drone struck a crowded beach resort area in Russia amid ongoing warehouse and facility strikes in the region. And congratulations, Amazon. You really do rule the world. Amazon officially crossed into the $3 trillion market value club, driven by strong growth in artificial intelligence and cloud computing infrastructure. Yes, it is tough to beat right at your doorstop and doorstep, I guess I should say. And apparently people do a lot of their shopping there. $3 trillion market value. All right. What else is going on? President Trump has established a presidential military spouse commission. We'll get into what does that really mean. We'll dig into that. Also, Florida Chamber of Commerce is backing Senator Ashley Moody for a full U.S. Senate term. And let's look into the Presidential Military Spouse Commission. This was where President Trump signed an executive order. Now, this just happened yesterday, and so you've got this new commission, the President's Military Spouse Commission. It's a new advisory body charged with improving the quality of life for military spouses and strengthening the readiness of U.S. armed forces. You know, you don't really hear about the connection and the relationship very often with President Trump and the military. Wait, you don't hear about it very often from the mainstream left of center media, the alphabet networks, right? Because that is an issue that they can't really make any inroads into. President Trump is respected. And of course, this is, you know, these are general terms. There's all like anecdotal stories, but in general, the military is very supportive of Donald J. Trump. And Pete Hegseth as the Secretary of War. And they made some changes there. And the people in the military, they're responding to this in a very, very positive way. And this is just another step where the president's proving that he's looking out for the fighting men and women and, importantly, their families. You know, that's something that we tried to kind of highlight when we had the Valor ceremonies going on, where we were honoring local law enforcement first responders. We were honoring them for going above and beyond the call of duty, and we've been doing it for 10 years. And we always try to get it in there, and we did again, but always make sure that we note that the support apparatus for these people, it is critically important. You know, the level of PTSD these people suffer from, higher rates of divorce, alcohol, drugs, all kinds of things. When you have a high stress job, and clearly they all do, those are some of the things that can occur, and sometimes at higher rate than the rest of the population, and that's not good. But a family can make a huge difference. And that's what we try to always say. It's like, you know, it's not just the first responder. It's really their entire family that really needs to get, you know, the tip of the hat, the kudos. So same thing in the military. And President Trump understands that, and he is delivering. And once again, that's a good thing. That's a win. See, we're winning. Are you tired of winning? No, you're not. So we're going to keep on rolling. And then there's not winning. And nobody exemplifies that better than this socialist nutbag, Mayor Mamdani. Yeah. His city-owned grocery stores have been talked about a lot. I don't know that a single brick has been laid yet. I don't think it has. But it sure gets a lot of chatter. Yeah. Most of it is negative because how are you going to sell groceries and keep the lights on when you're going to sell most of the items at a 30% discount, when there's only a margin, a profit margin, but actually for people who actually know how to operate grocery stores, that margin is, you know, anywhere from like 2 to 6%. It's pretty low. It is pretty low. Now they do volume, of course, but Mamdani has no idea. Did he ever run a grocery store? Did he ever run any kind of business? I don't think so. But the mayor promised city-owned grocery stores, you ready for this one? Don't worry, we're not going to make you show an ID. What? This is awesome. This puts him between a rock and a hard place. Because remember, they're fighting tooth and nail against voter ID, which makes complete and utter sense. It is totally logical in every way, shape, or form. But the left doesn't want it, simply because it will eliminate some of their ability to cheat. That's the bottom line. So Mamdani would feel funny if he made people produce an ID to shop at the store. I mean, you go into a regular grocery store, you don't produce an ID, right? I mean, if you try to cash a check or something, that's different. But just to walk in, do your shopping, nobody's asking you for an ID. Why would they even consider doing that there? Well, remember, this is all subsidized by New York taxpayers. I happen to not live, you know, in the city limits, within the boroughs. But I can take that bridge right there from New Jersey, and I can do some shopping and get me some heavy discounts over there. And why wouldn't I? And then anything that's not made in profit, which will be the vast majority of the store, will not be profitable. The taxpayers of New York will pay for it, and then I'll go back to New Jersey, to my nice little neighborhood. So you see, it's going to allow anybody to shop there that are going to take full advantage of this discount. People will drive a little bit to get big discounts, and they're going to be taken advantage of. So he was damned if he did and damned if he didn't from the standpoint of the ID. So he's not going to ask for ID. So there's nobody controlling that. It's just benefiting, you know, the local people. But they're paying for it. But everybody gets to benefit. See how awesome socialism is? As long as you're not the one footing the bill, right? Or as Margaret Thatcher said, socialism is great until you run out of other people's money to spend. And there you have just another fine example of that on the Bob Rose Show. And coming up next, a chance for you to call in, to air it out, to get it off your chest. We call it What's Bugging You? And it's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. Call in now, 877-975-9825. What's Bugging You is next on 97.3 The Sky. So much cheaper than a therapist and worth every penny of it. Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. It's 7:22 right now. Time for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, air it out, and hopefully feel better, right? Get it off your chest. 877-975-9825. What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Hope Greg's feeling better. What's bugging me is that Byron Donalds did not participate in debates. It kind of bugs me in the same way as Trump did not participate in debates. Because, you know, those little surveys are questionable at best. So I'm going to go for Paul Renner for governor, and I hope Jay Collins stays on as lieutenant. You covered Paul so well. And Ashley and Blaze and Wilton Simpson. Thanks, guys.
All right. I thought Trump did a debate. Didn't he have Sleepy Joe on there? It was awful. It was definitely the it closed the curtain on Joe Biden. So I'm not sure when or where we're talking about. But anyway, let's go to John. Good morning. What's bugging you? Lost that one.
Oh, John.
Good morning. Slim again. You're on the air.
Hey, thanks, Bob. Oh, man, what's getting me today? I know I'm usually a little off topic here, but actual bugs. I stepped outside my front door, and there was a million carpenter ants all over the cove, all over the wall and the door. It was like a horror movie. I've never seen anything like it before. Turns out they were mating, and they're probably going to start creating new nests everywhere, and I'm probably in a lot of trouble and need to call that company that you keep mentioning. I think I'm in trouble. Thanks, Bob. It's really bugging me. Oh, man, I'm in trouble.
Hang in there. Yeah, Florida Pest Control can take care of that. And don't let it go. They can do so much damage. They are nasty. And, yeah, a lot of times they stay hidden for a long time until you find out, and then it's been out of control for a while. 877-975-9825. Call in now, please. And let's go to John. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Hey, Bob. Bugging me is Trump saying it's the regime's last chance of all the other chances over all these long months. Isn't it also his last chance to say enough already in regime change and not look like a flip-flopping, indecisive fool? Thank you.
Thank you, as usual, John. Yeah, I think that issue is bugging a lot of people. Think about it. From my perspective, I'm saying the same things every day because they're saying the same things every day. And to show just what an impasse we're at, Iran won't even admit that there's any kind of talks going on. So, you know, you still have the same obstacles really to overcome than we did from day one. So, yeah, it is. It is extremely frustrating. And here, again, I'm going to sound like Groundhog Day, but I have to say this. I've placed a great deal of confidence in the president and the people he surrounded himself with. I think Marco Rubio is brilliant. I think he really understands global issues better than a whole lot of folks. So you've got these people working for you. And I think really the linchpin here kind of is probably related to some of the other countries in the Gulf region. And, you know, I just had a story this morning about Saudi Arabia. They seem to be hanging out. They're calling it STEP, the group they're with. So it is Saudi Arabia and Turkey and Egypt and Pakistan, all of which are allies of ours, although from time to time they can all be a bit squishy as well. But Saudi Arabia should be making more of a push toward helping us. And by the way, they have, but not to the level that I think we need to get that done. And I think that President Trump, I don't think he's just sitting there waiting for Iran to call, so to speak, or, you know, he's been put on hold. I think that there is a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes that he and his people are working on. I think that Israel is working very hard behind the scenes. I think there's going to be, you know, some interaction with the CIA and Mossad and special forces groups and different things. But I don't think that President Trump is wasting time by doing this. I think he's using the time. That's the only The only reason, the only logical reason that I can come up with why there is a delay on just bombing them back to the Stone Age, for lack of a better term. I mean, that's what comes to mind. So, yeah, it's bugging me that this thing hasn't moved forward. And it's bugging me that maybe, perhaps, initially, you know, the president maybe didn't get great information, and he was told that, yeah, 3 to 5 weeks, 6 weeks, we could be in and out of there. Obviously, that turned out to not be great information at all. Good morning. Who's this?
Maybe perhaps. This is Mike.
Hey, Mike, what's on your mind? What's bugging you?
What bothers me is everybody's
That's okay. Your phone was breaking up anyway, so yeah, don't worry about it. We'll catch you next time around, Mike. Appreciate the attempt, though. All right, it is 7:28 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Good morning and welcome. And boy, oh boy, we still have a lot of stuff to get to. And did I mention coming up later on in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to talk to Erica Donalds? Yes, that Erica Donalds. That's on the way. Also, this woman hates old white people, but she's running for governor of a pretty white state. I'll share that information with you coming up next on 97.3 The Sky. With the humidity at a mere 139%, those of us who have gills will survive. Good morning and welcome. It truly is another day in paradise, my friends. Pump it up. Live it up. Let's call it 7:36. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Some of your top stories, Amazon crossed into the $3 trillion market value club. Driven by strong growth in AI and cloud computing infrastructure. Hey, you can't blame me for that. I have not ordered any AI. I've ordered zero cloud computing infrastructure type apparatus. Not me. Who's doing all of that? Yeah, I get it. Ukraine, Russia still having conflict there with Ukraine using a drone strike, and they hit a crowded beach resort in Russia and believe that at least seven people were killed, dozens injured. Also, Attorney General nomination looks like it's going to go through for Todd Blanche because he took out that weaponization bill that's gone. And so he will probably be the full-time Attorney General, have the gig for reals. And in Spokane, the fires are still out of control. 60,000 evacuations, burned like 600 structures. And then U.S. and Iran, brand new, fresh stuff to report. I know, I almost had myself there. I'm sorry. These talks are, you ready for this? The last chance for a deal. Uh-huh. And now you're completely caught up. You know, we see some of these lefty nutbags coming out of the woodwork, and now it's this DSA, these Democrat. Wow. That was a sneeze like none other. Let me make sure all my brains are still there. All right. Now, what was I saying? Oh, these lefties are coming out of the woodwork, these nutbags. And now with the DSA, the Democrat Socialist of America, I mean, they really are over the ledge crazy. And all you have to do, Glenn Beck was pounding on this yesterday, as he should. You don't have to get into an argument with anybody about socialism or the DSA and what they stand for. All you have to do is ask them to go to their website. It's something like usadas.gov, something like that. All right? And right there, you'll see the tenets of their philosophies, you know, where they want to pack the Supreme Court, do away with the Senate, maybe do away with the executive branch, do away with the police, prisons, blah, blah, blah. It's not a made-up thing. This is what they stand for. How could you possibly even consider a vote? How could you even consider a candidate like that? And there's no shortage of nutbags. Here's another one. And she actually has a shot, believe it or not. Francesca Hong, current Democrat gubernatorial candidate in the state of Wisconsin. And she said, this is not, they got her on this. She was at a Culver's fast food restaurant, which, by the way, is based in Wisconsin. Butter burger. Anyway, she had to leave the Culver's. She was going to have an anxiety attack. And I'm not making fun of anxiety attacks. That could happen to anybody. But the reason for anxiety attack is allegedly, well, not allegedly, I mean apparently, too many old white people. Too many old white people. I'm waiting. What? She's still a candidate. What? Isn't it interesting? Can you imagine that? Yeah, I had to get out of there, man. I had to get out of there. There were too many young black people. I'm just trying to make it a little different, right? Can you imagine that? Yeah, place is full of Puerto Ricans. You could say that kind of stuff all day long, but I wouldn't think you could say it and get away with it if you're a gubernatorial candidate. But yet, here she is. Hong shared her story about the anxiety episode in a 2019 post on X. I ate 2 bites of my kid's cheeseburger, it's a butter burger, at Culver's in Black River Falls and told him they ran out of ice cream. Mostly I just wanted to leave because I was on the verge of an anxiety attack. She said the establishment had too many old white people who didn't think we spoke English. Did anybody say anything to her to lead her to believe that? Yes, she looks very Asian. She has an Asian last name. What gave her the idea that people didn't think she could speak English? She did not elaborate. Isn't that bizarre? That's how you feel. That's how you think. And a lot of, guess what a lot of those old white people do, Ms. Hong? They vote. Yes, they vote. As irritating as they can be sometimes, they vote. Again, if it was another, if you were running in the Republican Party, I think you'd be sliced and diced so much by the media, I don't know that you'd have a chance, okay? In response to the criticism she received, Hong shared a post from 2020 in which she discussed Culver's fried cheese curds. They are the perfect road curd. No other fried curd comes close. Only Culver's curds or fresh curds are appropriate for travel. For a person dining, Culver's curds are indeed trash, she said. Wow. They are indeed trash? Huh. I see that folks are digging up old tweets in an attempt to shift the narrative in this race. I stand by this statement unequivocally. Their fries also leave much to be desired. The Reuben, however, slaps, she said in a subsequent post. She has a long history of upholding extremist positions. No. Having once said that police exist, quote, to uphold white supremacy. Wow. Think if you're a person of color wearing the uniform and the badge. Now don't you feel silly? Again, you can say anything you want. It's America. But sometimes it has consequences if you are at the same time asking people to vote for you. Yep, police exist to uphold white supremacy. She wrote that in 2021. Defund, then abolish. Reform can't be an option. Can't even reform the police. They're unreformable. Speaking to Fox News last week, Hong distanced herself from those comments, adding that people can evolve. The governor cannot defund the police, and I won't defund the police, but I will invest in the things that we know prevent crime. Yeah. So that is just another one of those lefty nutbags, and I guess the mainstream media isn't going to do much to get in the way and make her, you know, have to signify or talk about why she said what she said. Yeah, I'm getting an anxiety attack. There's too many old white people in here and who think that we don't speak English. Did you say hello to anybody? Did you say hi? Wisconsin's full of really nice people. I've been there. I mean, I'm serious. They're really nice people. I would say 99% of the time you say hello, they're going to say hello back. Huh. I wonder if you even tried that. It doesn't sound like you either know a lot about the state you're running for governor in. You certainly don't know a lot about law enforcement, but you're going to be the chief executive officer of the entire state? Yeah, that's kind of frightening. It's kind of frightening if you're an old white person. It's kind of frightening if you're law enforcement, isn't it? Huh. And I love, well, a lot of these lefty kooks, whether they're, you know, DSA admitted or not, because they're all lefty kooks, one of the things that they love to share, the term, they're going to fight corruption. That has become such a cliche, hasn't it? Well, especially when it comes from the left. If you ask them anything about the corruption that was taking place, say, with government employees or government funds in, say, Minneapolis, all of a sudden they don't know what you're talking about. And I'm not talking about that kind of corruption. Oh, you're talking about corruption where, like, Nancy Pelosi and her husband and insider trading and all that got wealthy, and not just her, but many other people, including some Republicans. But, no, are you talking about that kind of corruption? Are you talking about election corruption where they've allowed people that were not supposed to vote, where they allow, and these are all coming from Democrat cities and states, where they allow, you know, dead people to continue to be on the voting rolls? You know, what is your idea of corruption? Look at the Democrats. Who were the most resistant to anything that the president was attempting to do when it came to DOGE? Wanted to eliminate fraud and waste. And didn't they fight it tooth and nail? So when they say they're against corruption, they're liars. Now, like here in the Sunshine State, you actually have people doing something about it. Like the Florida Chief Financial Officer, Blaise Ingolia. He signed a memorandum of understanding with federal law enforcement officials in South Carolina to bolster joint efforts against nationwide financial fraud, working together to fight fraud. While the Democrats talk about corruption, but only in a very broad sense. 7:46 on the Bob Rose Show. Good morning and welcome. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday, and it's brought to you by Waste Pro, caring for our communities. More to come on 97.3 The Sky. Other than the very high humidity, it's not too bad. Enjoy the great out-of-doors while you can. We should have some thunder bumpers moving in a little bit later on today. We'll see. 7:50 on the Bob Rose Show. Let's call it 7:51. Welcome to it. Are you ready for some romance? New York City, believe it or not, most romantic U.S. city. Despite a shaky reputation for singles, well, maybe that's it. Maybe people are so desperate to meet somebody normal, as soon as they do, they cling on to them. And that's romantic. Despite the subway exhaust fumes, gloomy rain clouds, and the occasional gust of Canadian wildfire smoke, love is in the air over the Big Apple. Now, this from the New York Post. Despite the subway exhaust fumes, I thought those things ran on electricity, right? Like, don't touch the third rail kind of thing. Or is there that the kind of exhaust that comes out of the subway, like out onto the street? They can be kind of nasty. I guess that's what they mean. Anyway, so New York City has just been rated number one, the most romantic city in the United States. Mm-hmm. Researchers analyzed Google searches across 30 cities for 28 love-themed terms, including romantic getaways, date night ideas, proposal locations, anniversary ideas, and romantic restaurants. Then adjusted the results based on population, which is right? The only fair way to do it. And New York City still came out number one? Huh. But we did crack the top five. Jacks cracks the top five. So in descending order, number one, New York, Nashville, followed by Austin, Texas, Chicago, Illinois. Don't know that I ever considered that a very romantic place per se. Why? If you love the Cubs, right? And Jacksonville, Florida, coming in at 95. Way to represent. I mean, coming in at number five. While marriage proposals and big day ceremonies abound at Walt Disney World near Orlando, it seems that Jacksonville is the fifth most romantic place in the nation, with 187.9 love-inspired searches. Jacksonville, Florida ranks number five on the list for its waterfront restaurants, outdoor spaces, stunning coastlines, and sunset cruises. So, way to go. And that's a lot closer than New York anyway. So, Jacksonville representing, we'll take it. Good morning and welcome. It is a Trash Talking Tuesday, brought to you by Waste Pro, caring for our communities. And your top stories today, of course, U.S. and Iran, still a standoff. President Trump repeating once again, it's their last chance. And he's saying that for the last time. Maybe. Also, Iran denying direct negotiations. What? We're talking to who about what? Yeah. Fire Spokane, Washington. Spokane, I'm sorry. Yeah, not good. 60,000 evacuations, 600 structures have been destroyed. So that continues to go on there. Amazon officially crossed into the $3 trillion market value club, driven by strong growth in AI and cloud computing infrastructure. So they were already worth a lot of money. Now they're worth even more. And just in case you don't catch much of what's going on between Ukraine and Russia, at least seven people were killed, dozens injured. A Ukrainian drone struck a crowded beach resort area in Russia amid ongoing warehouse and facility strikes in the region. So that just continues on. You get a car. You get a car. Remember Oprah? Remember she did that? She gave everybody like a free car. That was pretty cool. I think the Zac Brown Band may have outdone even Oprah. They handed out free cruise tickets, get a load of this, to more than 37,000 revelers at its Fenway Park show in what the Country Star branded the biggest giveaway in history, worth a whopping $40 million. Brown, who's 48 years old, announced the reward just before he performed the track Same Boat, a song that he collaborated with Jimmy Buffett, the late, great Jimmy Buffett, back in 2021. I'm buying every single person here a cruise for two on the boat. Wow. This is the biggest giveaway in history, ladies and gentlemen, right here at Fenway Park. Concertgoers were told to text Same Boat Boston to a special number before midnight Sunday night in order to claim their free cruise. That's tough to beat. We've got a lot more to talk about, more headlines, more information. It's all coming your way on the Bob Rose Show. Stand by.